Connect.
Connecting you with the world around us. This is VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev. Picking up where we left off, Afghanistan is on crossroads. What do the elections hold? What kind of future will the country have? We have interviewed a number of experts and gathered your input. Outlook is not so bright. Afghan presidential contender Abdullah Abdullah dubbed the preliminary results of the presidential runoff held last month as a coup against the people. He refused to recognize the victory of his rival Ashraf Ghani. So, what do experts think about this situation? Kevin DeJesus, a joint professor of the Department of Social Sciences at Johnson & Wales University, makes a point that Ghani is a well-experienced leader and a scholar. He has notably worked in top-ranking positions, so he possesses a good degree of political activeness in terms of understanding, perceiving, performing his role, the spokesman notes. Whether he wins with a greater or a smaller margin following election checks and all necessary audits, his role of a leader or alternative of a key government member is already cemented, the expert stresses. Check out our website for more opinions and share yours with us. Farrukh Mir wrote, quote, evolving scenario at the end of the second round of Afghan presidential election could be explosive if the election rigging disputes are not settled to the satisfaction of election contenders. Afghanistan internal societal dynamics, agenda of sitting president, U.S.-led NATO regional plans, stakes of the Afghanistan neighbors, Afghan Taliban strategy will play a decisive role. A slight miscalculation will turn the table. Here things will deteriorate more quickly compared to Iraq post-U.S.-led NATO withdrawal, because main rival to occupying forces, the Taliban, are already present, having years of experience of fighting, which Afghanistan's army does not have. If 140,000-plus NATO forces could not eliminate Taliban, would leftover 10,000 be able to do something to control the chaos? End quote. Michael Walsh chimed in, is the West ever able to bring anything back to normal after their jackboots and bankers have plundered it? Here's an idea, do not invade the sovereignty of other countries in the first place, that way they stay normal, they do not need to return to it. End quote. Meanwhile, the situation in the Middle East is no less dire. On June 29th, Israel stated it would support the creation of a Kurdish state. Why is it supporting the Kurds? Take into account ISIS onslaught in the Middle East, what new challenges does the emerging regional architecture pose to Israel? Dr. Afra Bengio, senior research fellow for Middle East and African Studies at the Tel Aviv University, says, quote, I think we do not always see eye to eye with the U.S. policy on many things. So this is one of the areas where Israel probably do not see eye to eye. And one of the reasons is, it seems to me, that the policy of the U.S. in Iraq is detached from reality. They can declare any day and night that they want Iraqi unity, but Iraqi unity is elusive, it doesn't exist anymore, especially after what the ISIS did in Iraq and when all the turbulence are taking place in Iran. End quote. Read more and listen to discussions on Burning Point at voiceofrussia.com. Give us your two cents and ask us anything. We are here for you. This was VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev.